This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Urgent calls grew on Sunday for foreign nationals to leave Lebanon, which would be on the front line of a regional war as Iran and its allies ready their response to high-profile killings blamed on Israel. Wednesday's assassination of Hamas's political leader in Tehran, hours after the Israeli killing of Hezbollah's military chief in Beirut, has triggered vows of vengeance from Iran and Tehran-backed armed groups. Major military action from Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah movement and others is widely expected. A Palestinian attacker killed two people and wounded two others in a stabbing spree in central Israel on Sunday before being shot dead by police, according to Israeli authorities. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Israel's ambulance service said the attacker stabbed people near a gas station and a park. Israel police spokesperson Dean Elsdan.
We're talking about four victims to this terror attack, two of them an elderly couple, which their death has been declared, unfortunately.
The Islamist group Hamas, which is at war with Israel in Gaza, said in a statement that the attack was a natural response to Israeli attacks on Palestinians. However, it stopped short of claiming responsibility for Sunday's attack.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Gaza's civil defense agency said an Israeli strike hit two schools in Gaza City on Sunday, killing at least 30 people, while the Israeli military reported it had struck Hamas command centers. These bring to at least 11 the number of schools in Gaza to be struck since July 6, killing around 150 people based on a tally of tolls previously given by officials in the Hamas-run territory.